Nedarim Perakimel Mishnagimel. Nidrei Onosim, the Nedarim of people that are an Ones, that they can't fulfill their Neder, it's beyond their control. What are those cases? Hidiru Chaveru Sheyochel Etzlo, person makes a Neder on his friend that he should eat by him, meaning he tells his friend that if you don't come and eat by me, then I'm going to aser such and such food on you. And now what happens? V'cholahu o'shechola b'no. And then the person that was invited, either he gets sick or his son gets sick. O'sheikvo nahar. Or there's a river, body of water, that prevents him from getting there. And it doesn't have to be where this guy was sick, where it's obviously sakanas nefashos, because that's every mitzvah in the Torah. A person doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. Only the three mitzvahs of the Torah. V'yarg v'yavor. But all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, a person is over to save his life. So we just mean that he's just regularly sick, or his son's sick, he's taking care of him. Or even if he can't get to him, and he would have to spend money because this river is preventing him from getting there. Hare elu nidrei onosin. These are all nidrei onosin, and he's potter. Why is that? So the Rab points out, because in the beginning when he made the nether, he didn't have intention that the nether would be chal if some unforeseen circumstance would occur. Meaning, the nether that he made is in a normal situation. You don't come to my house, I'm asering my food on you. Only in a case where you willfully don't come to my house. But if there's something else that prevents the guest from coming, that's not the case that the noder had in mind when he made his nether. Now, Taisanth brings the Gemara that asks, why do we need to say that in this case, the guy was an onus? And that's the only reason that he's pater. We had in the previous Mishnayos, that Nidre Zeruzin, where a person was encouraging his friend to come eat by him, and he made a nether to aser his friend. If he doesn't come eat by him, he's going to aser stuff onto his friend. There we said the nether's not chal, because he really didn't mean it. That's just the way people talk to encourage their friends to come by them, but he doesn't really mean to aser his friend. So why is this any different? So Gemara says that we're dealing with a case where the guest actually encouraged the host to make a nether on him. Because let's say the guest was invited somewhere else and he says to this guy, listen, I really don't want to eat by them. Please make a nether with me to sort of force me to go to you so this way I can get out of that invitation. So in this case, that's not Nidre Zeruzin. We can't say that the host is the one encouraging the guest because the guest is the one that's actually initiating it. And therefore, the only reason that in these cases he's not over the nether is because he was an ones. And like we said, an ones, it's like an inherent stipulation in the nether that the host made when he says, I want you to come to my house and eat by me. And the stipulation is, come eat by me and don't choose not to. But obviously, if there's some unforeseen circumstance, that's not part of that condition, and he's pater.